So last year, you might recall, on the Sideline View, I had an opportunity to speak to Darren Crowther from the Scone Junior Cricket, and he joins us to talk about something big that's happening on Friday night. Darren, how are we doing? How are you enjoying the summer so far?
How are you? Great to be on the program. No, it's a great summer, and looking forward to kicking off these girls' program this Friday night.
Yeah, so what's happening?
Yeah, as you recall, last year we had our first season of girls' cricket, which was the biggest in New South Wales, if not the country. Yeah, so it was unbelievable. So we've got the momentum going, and we've got another season launching on Friday. So the girls, anywhere from 11 years of age up to 18, can play any level. And we start off this Friday night at Bill Rose Sporting Complex at 5 o'clock.
How many girls are involved, Darren?
At the moment, we've got about 45 girls involved.
I dare say a few of them starting our cricket for the very first time and learning the love of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a huge interest in the girls, and right across the Hunter, which is awesome. Girls playing for the first time with some friends and some girls coming back with a higher level of skill.
Doesn't hurt to have the Australian women's cricket team playing England at the moment. Did you happen to see the end of the Test match on the weekend?
Yes, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? It's so good.
How exciting was that?
To play Test cricket. Just the girls, they just need to play more Test cricket because, you know, we've got the viewers. Everyone wants the girls to be playing Tests, and it was just proven that, you know, the Test cricket is very, very attractive to watch.
Oh, it's extraordinarily attractive to watch. The standard is excellent. I mean, we're talking about the young girl, I think her name was King, who was bowling towards the death, her first Test match, and she's taken wickets and taken names.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that, you know, it's so impressive to see. Because this generation going through now into this girls' program, they're seeing that growing up, watching those girls play cricket on TV. So we've got this generation coming through wanting to be that exact person. So, you know, it's just nice to be part of, and I'm very excited to have this program going. And again, it will be one of the bigger ones in New South Wales, so we're just very proud to be hosting this at Bill Rose.
And how long will the program be running for?
It starts off this Friday and will go off until the end of this first term.
Yep.
So we've got an 8-round program, so every week for 8 rounds.
Hopefully the weather's kind, because it hasn't actually been the hottest and driest of summers so far, has it?
Absolutely. It's between COVID and weather and the drought a few years ago, and now the wet weather, which I'm not complaining about at all, but it has been tricky trying to avoid these washouts. And so hopefully this Friday we get nice weather and girls down in their pink and swinging the bat around and bowling.
Fingers crossed. So what time and where do we need to be on Friday night?
5 o'clock it starts. So if people will be rocking down there at 4:30. First ball will be bowled at 5. Normally it finishes about 6:30. And Cricket New South Wales is back in this program as well. So all the equipment is supplied for the girls. All they have to do is come down, register obviously, and come down and everything's supplied.
Easy as that. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. So if you've got some girls out there who want to get into cricket, this is the place to start. Darren Crowther from the Scone Junior Cricket, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the invite, and any time I'm happy to help out.